Blog Talk Radio.
The Block Talk Radio, and I am Timothy. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and you know, what I have to talk about today, it's about what was the worst monkey attack on the human 100,000 years ago in Africa and U.S. What was the worst monkey attack on the human 100,000 years ago in Africa and the U.S.? What am I talking about? I would hope that there is somebody who takes an interest in what I'm talking. I am thinking that it's difficult for certain people to understand what I am talking about. However, I think it is very important for us to know, because these are issues that civilized people are to know. Yeah. What has been transpiring is there will be multi-day severe weather threat forecast for central U.S. Now, the things that I talk about is not what the uncivilized people understand, and many people who are not cognizant of what civilization is. So it's difficult for some an uncivilized person or people who are incoherent about what civilization is, and it's like African people who join the church. When you, not you, but when we Africans believe in the church, it's the worst thing that could ever happen to us. I mean, what else is more dangerous and more foolish? It has to be that something is wrong with our brain. And that's what we're talking about. Attack the monkey. The monkeys attack. And the human people 100,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago, there was an attack by these white people on the African people. And if a person doesn't understand what I'm talking about, it's difficult to get in, to find interest in what I'm saying. Because when I listen to, let's say, someone who born and raised in Africa, and then migrate out to the U.S., and they don't have any knowledge at all about what has transpired, let's say, before their time, before they were born. They really don't understand what has transpired and things that they should know. It's very difficult to understand what I am talking about, because I have grown up in the church in Jamaica, so you know that is developing in the foolishness and madness of Christianity. Whereas in my time, when our parents are Christians, and the way the church is taken by us, let's say by my parents, you know, just feel like the church is a place where every human being supposed to go. And that's the way I felt too. And I didn't know about anything else to affect my mind, or nothing else that affected my mind. growing up as a Christian, because Christian is normative to the civilized people who become uncivilized by the disease of the white people, and who are the ones who establish the church. Now, the problem is, because the African people, born and raised up into the church, they are in the church because of believing that the church is the ultimate place, having the ultimate teachings for people who need to be saved. And the whole story of Adam and Eve that don't belong to the white people, they take up this story and twist it into all kinds of ways, and then teach us Africans about the twisted story in the Bible about Adam and Eve. Now, see, we are done for. Our minds are never going to come to be civilized, operating civilized again, as long as these white people get us to believe in Jesus. And we see the story of Jesus to be real. That's what happened. Now, I'm in the church from age 7, and I, from age 7 till I'm age 27, did not read above 4th grade level. So, you know, I stay stagnant from all that time. When I was 27 years of age, I migrated to America. And at that time, I believed that America is the greatest Christian country in the world. So just think about what I think about Christianity. I think Christianity is the real thing, and we learn everything that's good from the Bible, the Holy Bible. That's what I thought. When I go to America, the TBN, TBN TV, TV network, it is the Crouch, John Crouch and his wife, I think Jane, Jane Crouch or what her name is, they just started. Maybe they had maybe one or two satellites at that time. And I used to have, you know, such a great interest in the TBN ministry. So I always listen to, you know, the singers, the spiritual singers that feature on TBN. So I'm familiar with a lot of people that way that I would not have known. However, my friend, it happens to be that it would not remain forever. It would not remain forever that I see things the same way. Okay, I went to adult school like about 6 months after I a rich America. And after exposure to a higher reading level, changed my life. Because now there are things for me to read about the world and what happened in the world where I am not going to be learning from any instructor or nothing like that. I'm going to be reading for myself and decide what is said in the Bible or anything else I read. I did not expect that something would change me, because I think the story about Adam and Eve and Jesus Christ was that they were all true. But reading caused me to disrespect the old idea of Adam and Eve in the garden, because it is a twisted story. And the story about God speaking to Abraham from out of the sky is a lie. That is a lie, right? These are not things that that affect people's mind lightly. The impact they have on me when I read them and see these are things that turn upside down to what I was taught in the church. It had a serious impact on me, because you think now that from a child of age 7, I've been taught those things. And normally, I am not going to think there's something wrong with it. See what I mean? Normally, it's what I've been exposed to. Nothing else. But once I started to read information that is relevant to what I have been taught and find out, you know, a comparison is showing that what I have been taught is wrong. If you're reading words and you're understanding what you're reading, you are very likely to come up with that. But the idea of getting a person who don't read and find those things out, it's not likely that I could convince them unless they have a power within them to discern and to, you know, make a different conclusion. And so this is what happened to me. It is so that Christianity is false. It's not for African culture. Christianity is not for African hybrid people. And the Adam and Eve is relevant to us. Why did these white people take it up on themselves to be talking about it when they were not created by any God whatsoever? They are evolutionary creation, then, if you want to call that. But they came into life on the planet by evolution, male and female. Just like some creatures on Earth, monkeys and stuff like that. It does not appear that monkeys were created by any scientist, because it gives that the World History textbook shows that the monkeys are coming from like 4 million years ago, when there was no other species on Earth. Okay? These things are primary knowledge that civilized people who came into the world by creation, scientists putting two different blood and create human being. And today, white people are sporting like they are human beings, and they are not. So not until we read and find out what happened on the planet and how we are a part of who came on the planet and by what means we came on the planet and mix up, went on with us and these primates. They have disease, can't done. We are not people with disease, but they give it to us. And it happens that we don't know. Our brain is retarded because of their disease. Our people went to America and settled thousands of years, many thousands of years, since 100,000 years ago. Some of us left Africa and come to the Western world. And we don't know this story, besides the story that the white people who are ahead of us when it comes to the last 100,000 years, when we would leave Africa and come to the Western world. We don't know our own history when it comes to that. We don't know anything. But these white people come from apes in the World History textbook. You know, they don't want me to talk about these things. No, because they want us to, they are in the process of trying to extinct we African people as I am speaking to you. And without knowledge, we have no defense. That's the thing about it. And I am not one of the human beings that would come to know something about our origin and know things that are false and affect us negatively, and I shut up my mouth about that. I could never do that. I come to know some of the crucial things that we are to know. We should not mix ourselves, not mingle with, not being in yoke with. And I am the first one to find out. So it is so that the books with historic information. You read them and you follow words, you will find out that there is a lot of problems that we are having and don't know. Right? Thing is, will you know how to separate yourself when you read something that don't make any sense? If indeed you do to believe those things, are you able to separate yourself from those things? Change that concept that you find is wrong. You have to have good sense to, let's say, this is what you believe from a child until you're 50 years of age. And now you're reading and you find out from a source book that it's not true. You need to make identification of what you believe opposed to what you're reading and learning. Do you have the power to done away with what you used to believe? Because you don't know. You believe, and you believe what you don't know. Now you're reading instruction that is guiding you to a different way, and that is relevant with you. You will have to be sensible enough to put away the foolishness that you did believe. And then you read and find out that your mother and your father were into this old bunch of nonsense called Christianity. You're reading the World History textbook to find out the white people make Christianity. Nobody but them. And what they do, since they did not come from a civilized origin, and they got into having attacked our people who were migrating out of Africa into the outer world. And they have done things to our ancestors that caused them to start interbreeding with some of them. First was the Neanderthals. That's our species, white sapiens. And today, it's only sapien species exist. And because they attack us and begin and get our blood and begin to have talking babies 100,000 years ago, that is what spoiled up the world. Look into the World History textbook and you only see two species. And it's the hominid primates and the wild sapien. There is no other. So all the interbreeding, the crossbreeding people that you see all over the world, you have to understand that there is only two species that started out. And the hominid species started out 3.5 to 4 million years ago. That's what the truth is. Truth is right now, if you look into this World History textbook, and you know what is in this World History textbook? The government of Africa. The civilized government of Africa. And the people who originate from African culture. We get the Sumerian from that, right? And we would have the first civilization of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. That's the first four civilizations, nations. All right? Now, if we don't know these things, These white people take on our character, take on our origin with patriarchs and stuff like that, and begin to like use their name and begin to use our civilization like it's theirs. That's what the white people do. I mean, there are white people, not all the time, but based on what they did with our blood, they become like, they look like humans, they talk like humans, they are able to later on get education in our institution, because for millions of years they couldn't talk. These things have not come out to people, and right now I'm sitting here, they're probably turning off my mic, you know, and they can turn off my mic as much as they want, because I tell you what, I'm paying them every month, almost $40 every month to do this show. Not begging, even though it doesn't make any sense to talk about beg them anything, because nothing that white people have is there. I know for sure it's a fact. White people don't own anything for themselves. And you might wonder how I come by that. I read it in world history. Okay? World history tells me how long ago they have been on the planet. Tells me what species they are. Right? And they are doing all they can to change up the truth about our origin. See, you have a Bible that we who believe in Christianity don't tell the story about, the true story about Adam and Eve. They don't have any right to be talking about Adam and Eve because it's not relevant to them, these white people. And they feel certain that they can do it because they know that they have used their disease to destroy our brain. And that's what they are resting on right now. So if we Africans do not manifest that we now understand, unlike the past 100,000 years, if we don't show them that we are not all retarded. There are those of us who have outgrown that in some way or the other. We all these talking about this democracy government. It's not for us. And they would not have no democracy government for 3 to 4 million years ago. They didn't have no government whatsoever. White people didn't. So now they are looking on us inferior, or they don't expect that we as a culture will rise. They don't think that. So you can see why they would put so much effort into closing out a lot of things that I'm saying, because I'm now bringing some sense to people like myself who did not know. Listen, it is urgent that we discover these people. It is very urgent that we discover them. Because, just a second. Yeah. Coming on. I am coming on. Yeah. It is a complex story. However, it shouldn't be complex for a lot of people. But I'm here to tell the truth. And it seems very, very remote to hear somebody tell you that the world that you know now, where you celebrate Christmas and Easter, is not the civilized world. You know, that it's tough for somebody to digest that, but it is true. And I tell you, we are having a very, very interesting time. Top story that you have here. Let's see what the weather is like, because a lot of things are happening. Okay, the family converts a school bus into a home to enjoy life on the road. Okay, that's cool. All right. Okay. Rain stopping soon. Okay. And this is relieve your memories. Okay. Let's see. Okay. All right. What I am saying, my friend, I am saying here that things are happening on the planet. And the white people think that they are the owner of the planet, and we Africans are not equal to them. And it's a lie. It is a lie. But it is overwhelmingly affecting the African people, who tend to believe the present time on governmental establishment. We actually believe them, because if you want to leave from anywhere to come to America, it's like you're coming to white people country, which history reverses that. It's not white people country. It's African, as a matter of fact. The word indigenous means the first. Indigenous means the first. And in details, anything that appears first in anything is indigenous of that experience. Who is first? Who is first to live in the Western world? It's the African hybrid people. But the white people come many thousands of years after the incident happened 100,000 years ago. Hello. Yes. After 100,000 years ago. that they went away and used our blood to raise up their culture that is what we call today homosexual. It's a serious thing. And just understand that it is going to take a certain amount of action, realization by the African people, come to the right realization. White people don't business in America. And that's a fact. You see what I mean? You will see they have what is called United States president. And the way it is perceived is like they are the indigenous people. But they are not. And you don't see them represented. And you don't hear anybody talking about it like in the context I am talking about it. I am talking about it in a way that anybody listens to me are going to be thinking in a lot of different ways about it. Like, they may be thinking, this guy is out of his mind. Because what they have been thinking on as their perception is that this is a white people country. A lot of people will think that because you see white people with their dogs and they are all over the place, and if you begin to, even at school, they're trying to teach our African children, our culture, they're trying to teach us to be homosexual. That's what they're doing. Now, that sounds strange. You don't hear anybody saying that. And even if you talk to African people right now, African people become Christians. And I think that many African people who are living in Africa right now, I think some of them really have mixed emotions about their existence because too many things that are sour and you don't have a good perception of anything around you, because these white people, they make the let's say the African people, the black and white and how many things the African people have gone through because of the white people say they own America now. Only in their thinking they think so. And because they use their disease to like dumb down our brain, we do not oppose anything they do because we don't have enough understanding to, let's say, approach them and tell what the truth is, and you know that they would lose their grip on things. But right now, they're not about to lose their grip on anything because we are still suffering from a very strong force of delusion from the act of believing in Jesus Christ, believing that Adam and Eve was in a garden and God cursed them and all that. There is nothing true about the story of Adam and Eve in the Bible. Okay? And it's going to be difficult when somebody hears that. But what I'm saying is true. And it is far beyond what the ordinary African people know. They don't know about it. But I read about it, and I am the one talking about it. And anybody else out there talking about it, you will hear us talking in the same tongue. And we are talking in a manner that we are talking in a manner with, you know, with a depressing kind of thinking, and otherwise talk with a longing for the change to what civilization supposed to be. White people are not civilized people, and start to have to call them people, because a lot of bad things happen, and we cannot afford to recognize them as people, because all they do is kill us into many holy causes. Millions of people of us they kill. So there is nothing in the Iraqian that shows like they are human beings. But this crossbreeding that they do, they think that they are entitled now to call themselves by the name of our species. They are not. They are not. The gods that came from heaven and create all of the good things on the planet did not employ them to do anything. And they were first on the planet 3 to 4 million years before even the gods came, because the gods came on Earth after they left Africa, after the white people left Africa and go into Europe. And sometime after that, you can do the deduction. The gods came to Earth 445,000 years ago. So the white people leave Africa 1.5 million years ago, right? So when I say 445,000 years ago, you can just look at the difference. That we, the human being, were not created as yet. Our species came about in Africa 250,000 years ago. So you can see that we hybrid speaking people, we are the first being, human being, to come on the earth, right? So we are a species that is called wise sapiens. And that sapiens exists since 250,000 years ago. Okay? And we are created now 200,000 years ago. Right? So you check out and see what I'm talking. And it may sound remote and sound like, oh, I'm just running my mouth and talking things that strange to people. But that's not the case. I'm telling the fact. And I'm giving you the date when these white people when they appear on the planet. I'm giving you the date. Okay? And that they evolved. They were not created by any God. So when you see they're writing a Bible and talk about God create Adam and Eve in the garden, you need to like resent and reject the Bible with that story. Because it's not true. They are not supposed to be writing anything about the African people and who we are, because they are not civilized at all. Now, anytime we come to the knowledge of who we are, you will see these folks will be gone because they are homosexual and they don't have any kind of governmental right to be here. They are here because they have done something to us to where we cannot contend with them, right? And it's the reason why we are here mixed up with white people. And a lot of stories from experience we have of these white sodomites that you're looking at. And what do? They pretend that they are us. You see what I mean? But they come in with this story about Jesus Christ come to die for the sin. And what I'm trying to tell you is that we need to shovel all this nonsense about Christianity away. But we're not going to do that unless we get a good sense about our history and who is civilized. Unless we do that, you're going to go out here and say you're voting for them and vote for Trump, and Trump are going to get you this and get you that. We are too far away. Too far away from where we are, from what we are to know. All this thing about Adam and Eve and God cursing. If you are good at looking at words and words that guide us to know when something is wrong from when it is right, we will find out by reading that these white people don't belong with the African people, because think about how long they have been in Europe, the white people, 1.5 million years ago. They are in Europe. And they left Africa and go up in Europe 1.5 million years ago. If you are reading to understand that, you will be on your way to understanding what I am saying to you, right? Because we have the history books to tell us what I am saying, to show that we have government from the time the Elohim gods came to earth 445,000 years ago. They came with government. They came with a good number of their own people from the planet where they came from to work, to do things, to mine gold. And you know about the pyramids and all that. There was no civilization on earth to make to make anything like the pyramids or the four rivers. And if you're reading, you will find out that it's not mankind that created the four rivers in Africa. All right, so
But we don't get to know these things because these white people lie on top of our the foundation that they lay is to use their disease on us. They use their disease on us 100,000 years ago. And then after they do all what they could to gain our human ability, like I say, it's two subgroups of us, wise sapiens. Two subgroups. It's the Neanderthals and we, wise sapiens. These white people, they make up all kinds of different things so that you don't know and will not know what I'm saying unless you actually read the World Literature textbook yourself. And you will see that there is nobody else but the two species. Right? I'm not lying. And even if I misspoke on anything, I try to catch it and let you hear exactly what I mean to tell you. We have a government. We were created by a government, not a D and a Domini that you see these white people are sporting and make up their own law because they realize that they can make up their own law because we will never know the difference. This is what is happening. That is the reason why they make up their, what I describe it as, Cleave bubble system. They move widely away from our laws that is made up by the gods and by the kings under kingship government. These folks did not have any government because they never spoke a language. They are not human beings. Okay? So when they pick up on themselves to make a Bible, oh my gosh, they didn't think that we would one day find out all these lies they have told. No, they didn't think so. So now, if you begin to read the World Literature textbook and read the Bible that we have been always reading, you'll find out that there are too many lies in the Bible. Not believable. When they talk about God and God begot a son, there is no woman involved, right? Jesus spent time with his Father in heaven and in due season come to earth through what Gabriel, I think it's Gabriel, angel, all these foolishness that we are reading is nonsense about the Jesus was like a spirit god before he came to earth and Gabriel impregnate Mary, right? And we now have this story about Jesus came through Mary, a virgin birth, right? And this is a big story, right? About Mary of a boy child, right? And we continue to believe that. So what I'm telling you is that these white people are doing these things or take control and say they have a government because they don't expect that we are going to come and tell them that they never had any government. They never did. So what they are making now, they are making their own government. But it took time for them to get all of that done since 100,000 years, right? All the things they do against us, they don't expect us to come and then demand of them to remove themselves. Oh, no. They think we will be dumb forever. So if you, I don't think you will live in another country like America. Because America, they turn into U.S. United States. You see what I mean? They don't expect that we are going to find these things out because they think the disease that they put on us, you know, they don't think we will survive it. This is what is happening, my friend. These white people you see out there say this is their country. You hear they say that? This is our country. And you think about the KKK and all those kind of things that they're going with. And you don't see any of us stand up with the knowledge and articulate what the truth is. And those things, and debunk those things in the Bible that they talk about, Adam and Eve in a garden and oh God cursed them and things like that. Thing is, there you will never find any God that created Adam and Eve in any garden. If you are reading the Bible real good, you will never find that to be true. Right? And that I can tell people right now, get out of the church. Get out of Christianity. Because it is not a clean belief that you have. Christianity is not. They use Christianity to kill a lot of our people, if you don't know. And they still are killing us because now they are in the process of backing down on a lot of things. But they are doing that because they find out that civilization is a very strong energy for them to fight. So they've been dressing up and doing things like they civilized white people. If we know the truth, it would be it is the end of the time that they've been spending. They don't have any yoking that is legitimate with us. And 2,000 years ago, you can see when they were when they were invading Palestine, you can see a lot of things that happened that was showing back then that we, the African people, are the Jews. If there is anything true about being Jewish, it's not white people. Are you hearing me? It's not them. And the Bible that they put together will show you that. What they were saying back then, these Sodomites, now they are saying something different. And they think that they call us a name and later on, they're going to take that name away from us. So right now, look at what I'm saying. 2,000 years ago, I read somewhere in the Bible where our young men did not associate with European women. Okay? And I read that they set up a get-together. They set up a get-together, and the Jewish men, our boys, they set up a get-together for the what they call them. They are the we are the Jews and they are the Gentiles. White people are Gentiles. 2,000 years ago, they call themselves Gentiles and call us Jews. I remember when they said Jesus came to his own, right? And his own refused him, something like that they say in the Bible, right? But Jesus came to his own mean he came to us. The virgin birth is supposed to be Jewish thing, according to the white people there. So you're looking at back then, we can see that the African people were the Jews and Semitic 2,000 years ago. Now, in our time and in America today, who are Jews? It's not the African people. Our Jesus is no longer the Jews. You see what I mean? And more so, it is so ridiculous that they should turn around and call themselves Jews when they have it in the Bible where you can read it and see that they said Jesus was king of the Jews. But now, we no longer Jews. White people are Jews. Don't you know that? Don't you know that? In their government, the federal government, the Senate, they don't honor the African people as Jews anymore. It's themselves that take it away, and it is in the Bible showing you 2,000 years ago, they call us Jews, and Jesus was the king of the Jews. So why are we living in this state where the truth has revealed these white people don't belong to us? They are not to yoke with us. Moreover, to talk about they have a D and a dominant government? No! We on top of our kingship government? No! It doesn't make a drop of sense. But it shows you that these are not human beings and they happen to have some sense like human beings. But they're not. They don't belong to us. It's pure criminal stuff they have been doing. It's for us to wake up and know that these white people are sodomites. They are killers. They are destroyers of the civilized people. That's what we must find out. My friends. It's an easy thing if we are interested to find out that white people are not belonging to us and they do not have power of government to govern us. They just don't. It just don't. Because all the thing they're saying about God is a lie. They say God is perfect. They're the one that write that. It's not us. And ain't no God tell no prophet anything like what they are talking about. And if you look good, you will find out that the character of God has never been made known. They say it's a God of truth, right? And you will not see God. All right. In some places of the Bible, they're saying that God come down and eat with mankind, right?
Mm.
And Moses was a good friend of God, right? And a lot of things they say about God. And then turn around in the New Testament and say, God is a spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in truth and in truth. Now, these people say things a whole Bible full of things that they turn around and change what they say in the Bible. So they have both the lie that they tell and the contradiction that they later on bring to it. Think about what I'm telling you. We are not begging white people anything. They are the one who is stealing from us. We don't want them among us. And whether you know it at this time or not, but I'm telling you, whether or not you know now or know later or never know, the truth is white people cannot stay among us because we are no different from 200,000 years ago. So they are talking about it's their country and they're this and they're that. And they have every power to spend all the money that they want to spend and stuff like that. And behaving like they are the wealthy white people. That's not true. It is not true. The fact is here. Government is kingship. And there is nothing else to it beside that. They cannot be allowed to yoke with African people. That's a fact. And you look and see what's going on now with the atmosphere. A lot of things going on in America. More so than any place else. The gods are doing things to destroy these white people because they don't have any use to the gods whatsoever. And it's for us to realize that. The gods don't want them here. And if you look and you notice the tornado. They are actually destroying people. And those African ethnic indigenous people who are going to church, if you don't stop it and you're going out there to vote for them and put them in power, it's the wrong power. Look real good at the two characters called God and Jesus. And the Bible is saying, God, you know what? I'm a detective and I'm a prosecutor of these white people. Yeah, because I am kingship. I am pro-kingship. That's the God's government. They give it to us with in succession. And it is very clear in the history of the deluge. They talk about the Noah's flood. You go into that history and it will tell you all the things that transpire over the past, let's say, 100,000 years. It will show you and draw the line between African hybrid people over the past 200,000 years to now. You will find out that there is absolutely nothing between us and white people. But something happened. It's something they did that happened that bring our brain to the retarded state that we are in, so that they are able to do the kind of stuff that they are doing right now. When you think about Christmas and Easter, if you are not reading and know that, hey, just going back to 2,000 years ago, in the Bible that they have, the Bible is showing you that African people of the gods, they were created to 200,000 years ago. You will know what I'm saying is true. But because large majority of us are still brain damaged and damaged in a way that we cannot argue about what has happened, because we don't know whether it is true or not. And that is the problem. That is what keeping the white people down in the state where the African people are in. We leave everything over to them because we don't know. We don't realize what the truth is. I realize what the truth is. And I am coming out and I'm saying, these white people got to go. They got to go. They have all their countries out there to go stay. We don't want, you see, the way they walk in and take over all of our countries, not just one now. You think of this, where these white people clearly left Africa and go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. That's what the history says. But they don't care because they have their disease that we don't have, that they would give to us. And it is the way the world is today, full of diseases from white people. The point is, they have a way of killing our people. But they are going to stop killing our people. They're going to stop killing our people. They have to. Because guess what? Who brought civilization to the earth, though we don't see them nowadays, but we know the things that they have created here, and that they went back to their own land and leave us African, not white Europeans, who were never humans and who have taken on our character, write a Bible, and put themselves in, and where they are not relevant, they make themselves relevant. We need to know that. Because if we don't know, when they're talking about Moses and Elijah and Daniel and using it like it is a relevant thing for all of us, no. It is not. So If you cannot confront somebody with the truth, they will use the lie against you, and you will never get the goods back. But if you learn the truth, where the fools get your stuff from, you can present the evidence and show it that, hey, you got to get out. Because of this and that and this and that over there, it's not yours. So all they're talking about, all the money and things like that, AD and Adamani, is not law, it's not civilized stuff. And if you're reading the book, the history book from the beginning, you will see only the African people of government. And right now, you don't know about white people, federal government, except what you're holding in your hand. Not in the history book. They can't show you it there. Because if you look into the World History textbook for white people in there, you won't see them. But I can show you where they are hiding in the World History textbook. Because they call themselves bogus name. An African name too. But we don't know. Because if we don't read and find out, we don't know. But they call themselves Romans. Successfully. Until this day. And I can see that it is because of them calling themselves Romans, and the king that they overthrew was Romans, and the way they lie and hide their action, and none of our African people in power never raise any objection to them, because our people who is into some kind of a position, their brain is retarded. They can't argue with these white people who do what they have done. Anytime we find out, they will be gone. It's not a joke. Because, you know, as long as I am talking about these things, and I asked about the Constitution of the United States, nobody would take me up with that. I would say, you know, give them the number 347-850-1358. Nobody is calling me to talk about that. Nobody. But they can, when they want, turn off my mic and nobody don't hear what I say. But, you know, I just think to myself that I don't need to worry myself about the times when they turn off my mic. No. I feel comfortable because they can't hide the truth. The truth is going to, like, destroy the liar. As long as the truth is showing up. You see, the truth is going to destroy the liar. And that is what happening to these white people. They will gradually fade away. And people coming on in the next generation will only read about them. You see? And wonder, oh my God, you mean they do all these things to our people? Yeah. They are not human beings, so they don't care about being among the African people who don't want them around. They don't care. They have no shame. You see, I mean, two men is having sexual pleasure with the other man. I mean, for his entire life, two men are living like they are two women. Two men, you know, I mean, you know, that is totally out of nature's way. They are forcing us to accept them, and they are making laws for themselves, but not just for themselves, for us too, to start becoming homosexual. That's the kind of situation we are in, and people not understanding that, because it's difficult. When you are conditioned a certain kind of way and you don't go through a program of purging out the nonsense out of you, it's not easy for you to get out of it. They are teaching us now that about Jesus that don't exist and tell us Jesus come to save and to pardon our sins and all this. And those things don't exist anywhere. It don't exist. But they are making those things and feeding us that our brain will never survive. Come around to knowing what is true. However, I can see things changing. Things are changing. And these white people are looking and carrying on like they are the best thing on the planet. And it's not true. They are going down slowly but surely. All right. And so, okay, I see my friend in. And welcome, Doc. Northwest. All right, how are you? Nice to have you again. All right, let me go over to, let's go over to what was the worst monkey attack on the, on a human 100,000 years ago in Africa and next in the U.S. It is twice that these white people attack the African people who did them nothing. And they quickly use their disease on our people that Africa collapsed. The government in Africa collapsed and went on until they get rid of all the kings that rule over orderly society until they come into where they can pull up America with gun and all sort of things, until they are going to make up a government. And I am looking at it and say, how do they allow about some 6-7 bald-headed white men to make constitution and don't make it to include the African people? If after they make it up for themselves, they go with some amendment to talk like the 14th Amendment. They did not intend to include the African, they call us black people. They never intend. And the 4th Amendment that they have to give something to the slave in the Constitution. They don't honor it. None of the presidents has ever enforced the 14th Amendment. You think about that. If you can show me one out of about 45, 46 presidents that enforced the U.S. Constitution for the African people, I want to know about it because I don't see all the things that they've been doing from, you know, killing the Chinese, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You think from when back there, and they make it seem like it's just a war, like it's a reasonable war. It's not a reasonable war. These white homosexuals say they are running federal government. It's not a government at all. It's not a government. But it has all these establishments that is taking care of people, and then it's all camouflage when they are talking about their military is out there taking care, guarding the American people. Lie. Everything they talk about the American people is a lie. It is their, look, these folks are coming from where they did not have a dime for themselves because they've been uncivilized all of their lifetime, 3 to 4 million years ago. They didn't have anything. So how do they have everything now? And the African people who are the people of the gods who create them and set up everything here, you don't have anything. If you can't see what happened, Jesus and God are not creatures anywhere, neither above on the earth or beneath the earth. Jesus never exists. God never exists. And when I say God, I mean the one in the Christian Bible is not a God at all. Where they write that God begot a son named Jesus. How did he begot that son named Jesus? It never happened. They talk about agape love in the church. What is agape love? It's homosexual love they're talking about. It's hard for us to understand this because we are too buried into the Christian belief. Adam and Eve, who God cursed. And God, first of all, God and Jesus created them, right? And what people are to see, like I have seen, is that God and Jesus in the Bible created all things. Now, God is perfect and all-knowing. He knows all things. You know, he sanctioned everything that is in the world today, right? While the world is in the shape it's in, if God, with his all-knowing self and his son, who is praised for he make all things by, you know, that the Father created. You know what I mean? You read in the book of Hebrews and you believe those things. When you check it out, the things that they are saying that make it seem like it's genuine, they don't work. Those things do not work. Because if God was perfect and all-knowing, you don't come back and talk about God can do anything he wants to do. That's not true. A perfect person will never be able to do anything they want to do because perfection is an act of knowledge, where knowledge does everything perfectly. So to say that God know all things, he predestined all things, it means then when they wrote that God cast out the devil out of heaven, that means God knew that he was going to throw out the devil out of heaven. Why would God make heaven with a devil? Know that the devil is going to oppose him, God, and the devil is going to mess up God's creation. How do they write that in the Bible and people are able to read and don't find that out? Like I tell you, disease of these sodomites. They bring it come on us when they want to kill us out in the millions. They bring their disease, and was reading some yesterday, a show. I was reading how they bring all these different diseases, about some five different diseases they come and use on us. So when you see from Africa to the Western world, there's nobody right now that is running the government that is the God's government for us to function. Everybody's head is gone. Now, what am I doing here? What I am doing here is talk. I mean, I don't have anything to be a pastor. I'm not trained to be a pastor or none of that. So now when I talk these things, a pastor out there talking all kind of thing, the Christian thing, and they are African talking all these old bunch of nonsense, I am here correcting the problem that we are under. And they would look at me like, oh, I am an idiot. I'm not an idiot. I am warning our people not look to these white people to talk about their voting for them. We have our own law still. We have our government still, just that we don't have the people to operate them and to make the world be a proper place. You see? We can do that today if we have the people to get out of the white people Republican and Democrat foolishness and get them out of our settlement in America. This is not United States, this is America. But they come here and change the name. Everywhere we are, they come. This is what bothers me most of all. These criminals, they're talking and look like human beings and stuff like that. But they don't have an intention to make the world a good place. So the things that they do to us kill us in the millions. For what? For what? You tell me why these white people come and kill out the African people. It's not like they just want one place to be. No, they want to mix up themselves everywhere we settled in the Western world. So we are in Africa and we are all over the world. In the Western world, right? And they decide to come and yoke with us like ain't nothing to it, and we must put up with it. Well, we only put up with it because they put their disease, we have too much of their disease. Now we're going to show them that, look, you're going to get out with your disease. You, all of you, who steal what we have, leave our territory with what we have. Okay? And whatever you're going to take out, we're going to tell you what you can take out from our territory. Everywhere we settled, you come and talk, and you don't have anything. You don't bring anything here. But now you are owning everything. We're going to show you what it is for you to put your disease to blind us and why you have to go. Because if you don't have to go, we're not going to use any gun and stuff like that to fight with them because we are beyond them in width. We don't need to fight them with anything. If push comes to shove now, we have all the whips to get them going and never have to buy a gun. Because we are by far
the powers with the gods who created us. That is enough, and we don't have to go that route. Get out, and the gods will do the rest. All right. And so, I'm going to read you now a portion of what we have gone through here. What was the worst monkey attack on humans? James and LaDonna Davis were attacked, two young males, chimpanzee. Anybody think that these white people are not chimpanzee? You make a sad mistake. White people come straight from chimp. And right now their species, just judge it by their species. Their species is hominid. Out of the world history textbook. They are hominid. Primates. Apes. That's what the book says. So if you think that they don't come from, you know when they kill the Chinese. That's a mean, out of the hand thing. And they want us to think that, oh, it is nice thing if they do, you know. They come here and don't have anything, and they begin to take everything we have and kill us with it. Oh, my gosh. Now, you think about this. If people look at white people, I mean, if African civilized people look at white people and think that they are civilized, after they have done 100,000 years ago, the kind of stuff they did that caused them to begin to talk and look like human beings, they do all these things to look like human beings and talk like human beings. And if you think that it is impossible to do, well, I'm going to tell you now of something about chimpanzee, okay? It says, Buddy and Holly, who had escaped their enclosure. Who had escaped their enclosures. LaDonna Davis lost her thumb, and St. James Davis was brutally mauled, resulting in permanent disfigurement and missing extremities. You hear that? Mm-hmm. Dixon Police Chief Tim Duncan said in his 20 years of being in law enforcement, he is seeing a lot of animal at large calls, but never a monkey. All right? Never a monkey. It's Oklahoma. It is Oklahoma. It happens, Duncan said. We get animal calls all the time. Something that we deal with. It's just monkeys are not a normal thing for us.
Parker said the monkey was acting friendly towards, okay, yes, he says, he says, Parker said the monkey was acting friendly towards the officers when they arrived. So she went outside with her son and the monkey came charging. He crawled up her back, yanked out multiple wads of hair, and then ripped my hair in half, Parker said, and it was just hanging. Parker was taken to the hospital and given a rabies shot while officers tried to locate the monkey. It was spotted near Parker's neighborhood just after sunset when one of her friends shot and killed the animal. That's what you're looking at when you look at white people. I think that there needs to be some type of law that says that you need to have some kind of training as well as a certificate to even hold these type of animals, Parker said. She said the experience was traumatic and doctors are concerned about her hearing as the hair heals. Duncan said officials are trying to figure out who the monkey's owner is and who the monkey's owner is and take information to the district attorney's office for a final decision on what they want to do with the case. This is copyright 2023 and via Gray Media Group, INC. All rights reserved. Traumatic. So, I'm reading this for people to understand the kind of world we are in. White people, they expect that the African people will die out, like, because that's what they're trying to do, is kill us out, so that they can totally obliterate African people that will never know the truth about what they have done. That's what they are trying to do. But my friend, it's not going to happen. I want you to, like, you know, use your own mind and think what kind of a situation we are in. And be civilized. White people are not civilized. There is something that happened that put them where they are. But look at them. Look at their color. Look at their color. Look at what they do. Take over government and blind us with their disease. And, you know, this is unquestionable. And now that we are coming to our senses, it's going to be different world. You watch and see. If they think that they are going to corrupt the world with sodomy, they must remember what the gods did with the first sodomy. It destroyed them. And now there is promise for the second demolition of faggot homosexuals. So this is about all I have to say today. And I am glad that we are finding out the hidden things that make our world what it is. And these white folks are expecting that we are not going to get there. They will always stay in power. And that's just not true. That's not true. So you take care. And may the good gods bless and keep us all. All right. Here is Nothing Cool.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, and now this next tune is the Lost Horizon, Sarah Jolly.
Rastama, and evil the wicked man. Move up to Babylon, Rastama, and evil the wicked man. The wicked shall not prosper. Only righteous man shall stand in the heart. So keep on the way. Keep on the way. Rastama, move on, move on. Rastama, move on, move on. Oh, anything that you can do, dreadlocks can do it better. So move up, move up, Rastama, move up to Babylon, and leave all the wicked men. All you backbiters, and all you backsliders, you shall not enter. Oh, you shall not enter in the kingdom of God, the Almighty. In the kingdom of God, the Almighty. Oh. Move up, move up, Rastama. No riches cannot enter. No wisdom cannot enter. Make your heart be pure and true. Make your heart be pure and true. Oh, move on to Babylon and leave all the wicked men. Move on to Babylon, Rastama, and leave all the wicked. Move up, move up. Move up, move up. Make your heart be pure and true. Make your heart be pure and
take all of your wasted honor, every little past frustration. Take all of your so-called problems, better put them in quotation. Say what you need to say. 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 Say even if your hands are shaking and your faith is broken, even if the eyes are closing, do it with a heart wide open. Why? Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Thank you. take all of your wasted honor. Every little past frustration. Take all of your so-called problems. Better put them in quotation. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.